Stop recording.
Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I actually, we've had some Bluetooth keyboards in the past, but this is one that I've started using with my iPad, and I really like it. And I wanted to sell these because I always like to sell things that I personally really like and that I come across, because I want to pass these things on to you guys. Now we have, like I mentioned, we have sold keyboards, Bluetooth keyboards in the past. This is a little different. It's going to be about the same type of keyboard as far as the way it looks and so forth. But what I really love about this is the hotkeys that go across the top. These are very, very integrated with the iOS ecosystem. So these hotkeys are going to do some really great things that you normally would do on your iPhone, iPad, or iPod. Now, this keyboard will work with any operating system out there, whether it be Windows, whether it be Android, whether it be Mac or iOS. You could pair this keyboard up and use it with whatever you want. But I will tell you, the hotkeys across the top will work for the iOS system for iPods and iPads and iPhones. But they're not going to be the same hotkeys that if you pair this up to use this with your Windows PC. They will be the F function keys going across the top for your Windows PC. They won't be the hotkeys. But if you pair it up with your iPhone or whatever, then the hotkeys are going to act like hotkeys. So the keyboard will automatically adjust itself to whatever operating system you have paired it up to. But the one thing I love about this keyboard, number one, is it's super thin and lightweight. Now, this is similar to the stainless steel one that we've sold in the past. Same thickness. At the thinnest point, this thing is like an eighth of an inch thick. And at the thickest point toward the back, where it goes up a little bit, it's about a quarter of an inch thick. So it's super thin. It's super lightweight. It goes up in the back there, so it gives it a little bit of an angle to type on when you have it. When you're typing on it. Now, the other thing that I love about this is the keys are very nicely spaced apart and they're very comfortable to type on. So a lot of times these little bitty keyboards you get, the keys are very close together. They're not real comfortable to type on, but these are. The width of this is going to be about 11 inches from left to right and about 6 inches from front to back. So it definitely could easily slip into a purse, into a backpack, into a bag, whatever you want to put it in, and carry it with you. Now, one thing that's a little bit different about this keyboard, it's not stainless steel. It is plastic, but it's a really heavy-duty plastic. It's definitely not going to break or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about that. But it also, it's not rechargeable. The way it works, it actually takes two AAA batteries, which actually I don't mind at all, because there are always going to be places when you're out and about that have AAA batteries. That is a given. You will never not be able to find AAA batteries. There's my double negative for the day. You will never not be able to find AAA batteries. The other thing is it's going to keep this keyboard working for up to 6 months with two AAA batteries, up to 6 months. So that way you don't have to worry about having to recharge something else, whatever. You've just got the AAA batteries in there and they work. This also has a sleep mode that if you don't use it for about 10 minutes, it will put itself into sleep mode and it will shut itself down. And then to wake it up, you just press any key on the keyboard, give it a few seconds, and it will come back up. The other thing that I also love about this is the fact that it has a simple on and off switch and a button to put it into pairing mode. A lot of keyboards out there, you have to remember, okay, to pair it, you got to do function Q, function C, function whatever. This one, it's just simple. Turn it on, press the button, go to your Bluetooth area, and click on the keyboard in the Bluetooth list, and it will pair it. Now, the one thing it doesn't do is this keyboard doesn't have the ability to be able to go and switch it between device, device, device real easy. Like, there are some keyboards out there, they're usually larger keyboards, or they're the little foldable keyboards that you can go between device 1, 2, or 3 just by pressing a button. Unfortunately, you can't do that with this one, but not a big deal for me because I really am just using it for my iPad, so it's not a huge deal. But, you know, for somebody out there, it might be a big deal. But the other thing is you can pair it up to other devices You just have to turn off the Bluetooth on that one device and then go to the other device and then, you know, turn the Bluetooth on and then it'll start working that way, and then turn the Bluetooth off on that one and then go back to the other one. So it's not quite as efficient as just pressing a single button and switching, but I think the shortcut keys on this keyboard and the way it works and functions and the, you know, the battery life and everything outweighs the negatives. The other thing is that I know there are folding keyboards out there, but I do not like folding keyboards. And the reason why is there are times I want to be able to use a keyboard in my lap. And if the keyboard folds right in the middle and it folds where the tubes, where the keys like fold together, then if you try to put that in your lap, it's just going to bend and fold up and it's not going to be able to stay stable. And I haven't found a keyboard that has a locking mechanism that you fold it and then you slide the locking mechanism and it locks it in place stable. Now, if the keyboard folded the other way, where it folded where the keys fold kind of away from each other rather than toward each other, then that's a different story. Because then if you put it in your lap, then it's going to be pushing down against the hinge rather than going opposite the hinge and causing it to fold up. And maybe the newer foldable keyboards do that. I haven't tried the newer foldable keyboards, but anyway. So that's what I like about this, the stability. Also, you don't have to worry about the big crack running down the middle of the keyboard with the keys and so on and so on. So if you have a foldable keyboard and it folds the way I mentioned where the keys fold toward each other, basically you always have to use it on a hard surface in order to be able to type and stuff. But I like this one because it's nice and stable. Whatever surface I want to use it on, if I want to use it on my lap, if I wanted to use it on something soft or hard or whatever, I can do that. All right, so let's go over the, I talked about the key size and how they're spaced apart nicely. I talked about the hotkeys at the top where the F, where the function keys are. Of course, you do still have your number keys, 1, 2, 3, and going all the way across the number keys. So if we flip it over, on the back, you're going to have 4 rubber feet on each corner. And this is to keep it from sliding around on a hard surface. And also keep from scratching any hard surface that you put it on, furniture, tables, whatever. So if you go to the top left, if you're looking at it at the back, you go to the top left rubber foot and go across with your finger. First thing you're going to come to is the power switch. When it's switched to the left, that's off. When you flip it to the right toward the button, that's on. And next to the keep going to the right, and then you come to the button I just mentioned, that button is going to be the button to put it into pairing mode. So when the switch is toward that button and then you press, when the switch is toward that button, it's turned on. And when it's away from that button, it's turned off. Keep going to the right and you're going to feel almost to the, where the top right or where the back right rubber foot is, you're going to feel the battery cover. And closest to the rubber foot is the spot where you get your fingernail, whatever, in and push in and then pull up on the battery cover, and it's going to fold out toward the left. So it's going to fold out toward the button and the switch. And then your 2 AAA batteries go in there, and then you just close it and leave it. Now, 2 AAA batteries are not included with this, so you will have to provide your own batteries. All right, and that is basically the way, that's it of the keyboard. That's all the buttons and switches and things like that. So I'm going to show you guys how to easily pair this, and then I'm going to go over a few quick commands and then talk about the shortcut keys. So let me get out of my screen here and I'm going to go to my settings.
App switch, music, voice, settings, active, settings.
Go into my Bluetooth settings. Area.
Shutdown, which, button. Brent Harville. Air, wipe, Bluetooth, on, settings.
Tap on
Bluetooth,
that. Switch now I'm going to go down to the bottom. On.
Other devices.
Where it says other devices. Okay, so now I'm going to flip this keyboard on. If you do this, guys, it might automatically pop up a window and ask you to pair it. If it doesn't, you will have to press the button on the back. So let me flip the switch to turn it on.
Alert. Bluetooth pairing
and
request. Saturday, March. Audio recording it. Make sure Bluetooth pairing unsuccessful.
Yeah, so it didn't work too well.
Make
so
okay.
Let me go
button.
Okay. I'm going to go out
Brent
of the
Harville,
Bluetooth list.
App, Wi-Fi. Airplane. Wi-Fi. Selected. So, Wi-Fi.
Looks like you
Harville's
definitely
network. There are 57 days left to add coverage for accidental damage. Airplane mode. Switch button off.
Looks like you definitely do need to press the button on the back. So I
let me. There are 57 cellular personal Bluetooth on Bluetooth switch button other devices.
Okay, I'm going to press the pairing button, hold it in for a couple seconds, then let up.
In progress. Bluetooth keyboard.
There it is. Button. Bluetooth keyboard. I'm going to tap on that.
Bluetooth keyboard. Connect to alert. Bluetooth pair. Enter this code on Bluetooth keyboard. Follow 7521.
7521. Okay, so I'm going to go to my keyboard. On the number part, I'm going to enter 7521. I'm going to press enter. And now my keyboard Bluetooth. Is paired. It's
switch
that
button.
Easy.
On.
So type in the number it gives you on your numeric keys going across, hit the enter button, and boom, you'll be paired to your keyboard.
8.01 p.m.
Okay.
Calendar, Saturday, now, March 2nd.
This keyboard will, the other great thing.
Dolby on.
Let me get out of
finance folder, okay. Weather folder, two apps.
The other thing I love about this keyboard is the fact it's set up just like a Mac keyboard. So to the left of the space bar, you do have your four keys, and right in the middle of those four keys, you do have your voiceover keys. So those are the keys you hold in.
Finance,
and then
weather
arrow
folder,
right or left.
Message, setting, disarm Brent, weather folder.
Right or left to scroll around your icons, and then while you're holding the voiceover keys down, you can hit the space bar, and it
weather,
will select
heading,
that item.
Carrot weather, weather.
And hit the space bar again to go into weather.
12 a.m. Windy.
And so that's basically the Mac keyboard layout. And it's going to use all of the same Mac commands, voiceover H for home.
Weather.
Just go home like that. And all the other commands that I've forgotten because I haven't used a Mac in a long time. The other option you could do is you could actually hit the left and right arrow at the same time. So the upside down T on the right side of the keyboard, it's nicely spaced out. You can easily feel it. If you hit the right and left arrow at the same time, it will put it in navigation mode. That's the sound for navigation mode. That's the sound for Mac keyboard layout mode.
Mail.
Okay.
Four on ready.
So now I'm in navigation mode. I can just use the right or left arrow without holding down on the voiceover keys.
Siri, music, Dolby, five, weather, heading, weather, carrot, weather, weather.
And?
Ada, reminders, one, disarm, Facebook, two, mess, weather folder.
When I want to select something now, I would actually hit the up and down arrow at the same time to select it rather than the space bar. They're selecting
weather,
it.
Weather, heading, carrot, weather.
Hit up and down arrow again. And there
weather,
it is.
Message, 12, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., windy, 60 degrees.
And there's my
button.
Weather app. So those are the couple different navigation functions you can use for the keyboard.
Weather.
If you don't know the Mac commands, I would encourage you to go out to the web and do a search for Mac keyboard commands. Then you can use all the commands if you don't want to use this smart navigation mode, because the smart navigation mode will do a few things, but it's not going to do everything that the Mac layout commands can do.
Mess mail.
All right. So that's basic, the navigation stuff, but let's talk about the hotkeys going across the top. This is probably my favorite part of this keyboard. The hotkey on the top left and the hotkey on the top right are going to be my favorite keys, because the top key on the key on the top left, all the way to the left, is going to be your back key. It will also take you and eventually get you to the home area or the home screen. So if I was to go into
Sirius X Music,
go into one of these.
Weather.
Let's do
carrot weather. Weather.
I go into weather.
Weather. Message 12 a.m.
And I hit this top left key one time. It's going to take me back to the folder.
Weather.
And there's
carrot weather.
My
heading.
Folder. If I hit the back key again, it's going to close out and take me back to the home screen. So this back key, you can just keep pressing it. It'll go back, and then eventually you can get to your home screen.
Okay. Reminder.
So that's one really cool thing about that.
8.04 p.m.
Let's see if you hold it in, if it does anything.
Oklahoma, disarm Facebook, weather folder, two apps.
Let me go in here.
weather, heading, carrot, weather.
Go back into weather.
Weather, message, 12 a.m., windy, weather.
Yeah, so if you hold it in.
Messages, weather, carrot, weather.
It doesn't do, it just goes back. So just press it once, and then you just kept pressing, you keep pressing it until you get back to the home screen. So that's a really cool key that is going to come in very handy when using this with your iPhone or iPad or whatever. The key to the right of that, which would essentially be your F2 key, is going to be brightness down.
19% brightness, 12% brightness.
The F3 key, or the key to the right of that, is going to be brightness up.
6%, 12% brightness.
Okay, so that's brightness down, brightness up. And then the F4 key, that is going to be your... let me get out of this... quick. Okay.
8:33 p.m. Oh, calendar.
Okay, so the
Dolby on. Bible. 25 new Dolby messages. 5 unread utilities fold.
Okay. So the F4 key is going to be your search key. Now this will actually bring up the spotlight search on your iPad or iPhone or whatever, and then you can search for it if you want, whatever you want. So
mail, text field, okay. Is editing, search, character mode, insertion point at start.
Let me get, okay. All right, if I type in mail.
Top search result, mail,
and
30
items
found.
And there's what it does right there. Okay, so that is
8:34 p.m.
Your spotlight search key is the F4, and that's really handy there. And then next to that key, to the right, is your F5 key is going to be your... screenshot key. Okay, so if you press this, this would actually take a screenshot.
Screenshot button.
You can hear the sound. Okay, so if you ever need to do a screenshot,
Callen.
That's your screenshot key. And then next to that key, you actually have the on-screen keyboard key. Okay, so if you were in a edit box where your keyboard would be required, so let's get back into the search box.
Mail, text feed.
Okay, there's search. If I was to press that on-screen keyboard key, so that's going to be, let's see. Oh, you know what? I think I skipped one. Let's see, 3, 4, 5. Okay, no, I didn't. Okay, so if I press this.
Keyboard visible.
It's going to be your keyboard visible.
Keyboard hidden.
Press it again, and it hides your keyboard. So that's what that key does. Now the
8:35.
The F6 key.
Reminders. One task.
F6 key does not do anything. It just is an F6 key. I don't know why, but yeah, it's just an F6 key. All right, so F7 is going to be the one to the right of that. That is going to be your skip backwards track. Okay, now I can't demonstrate that because the minute I start playing a song, it is going to stop my recording on here because of copyright and all that. So just take my word for it. That is the skip backwards track. The key to the right of that is going to be your play and your pause key. Again, can't demonstrate, but take my word. Play and pause. Then to the right of that, you're going to have your skip forward key. So that is going to skip to the next track. And then the key to the right of that is actually supposed to be your... it. From what Ira and I can figure out, it is a... possibly a mute key, but it doesn't mute when I have my music playing. So I'm not sure exactly what that key does. Ira and I cannot figure that out. So if you guys figure it out, shoot me an email, let me know. And then the key to the right of that is going to be volume down, and the key to the right of that is going to be volume up. So I can demonstrate this.
Settings.
Turn volume down. That's volume down.
Settings.
Okay, and then volume up.
Messenger, Facebook, 2 new items.
Big difference. All right, and then finally the key to the right is your lock screen key, which is another one of my favorite keys on here because if you press it once, it's going to lock the screen of your iPad or your iPhone, and if you hold it in, it's going to activate Siri, which is really cool to be able to have a Siri shortcut key on this keyboard. So my two favorite keys, top left, all the way to the top left, and all the way to the top right. So here's how it works with Siri. I'm going to hold down on it. What's the weather?
It's currently windy and 70 degrees. Today's high will be 81, and the low will be 48 degrees.
Okay, so there you go. Just hold down on it, and speak what you want to speak, and then let up. And that's Siri for you.
Oklahoma.
Let me see if I just hold down on it, let up, if it'll still activate Siri. Hold on. Hold down. Let up. Yeah, because it does. It gives you the Siri tone. So just hold it down until you hear the Siri tone, let up, and then say what you want Siri to do. And it's that easy.
Calendar.
All right, guys. So that is the...
Calendar.
That is this keyboard, and I'm loving this thing. The weight, the size, super small, super light, great shortcut keys across top. Best shortcut keys on any Bluetooth keyboard that I've tried out before. Mac layout if you want, smart navigation mode, sleep after 10 minutes so it'll conserve battery. Battery up to 6 months with two AAA batteries. Love the pairing button on it. Power switch, very easy to use. Okay, guys, so I wanted to tell you, I did quickly pause the recording, and I did test out the pairing with other devices, and you can pair it with another device even if it is paired with your current device, but just know that it only likes one device. So basically, if you paired it with that other device, the only way that you can get it to work back with your first device is to actually unpair it or remove it from your Bluetooth list and then pair it back again with it. So unfortunately, that's the way it goes with this particular keyboard. I still think it's great for all the things it offers, the shortcut keys, the portability, the lightness, the long battery life, and all that good stuff. But just know it is a one device keyboard, a one device person kind of keyboard. So it is a monogamous keyboard. So one device. And it will let you pair it on the fly to something else, but just know to get it back to the other, you would have to remove it and then add it back again. Unfortunately, I thought it might just work if you turned off the Bluetooth on the other one, it would go back to the first one, but it didn't work that way, at least for me. So I'm just giving you guys a heads up on that. But other than that, it's a really great keyboard. I don't necessarily need it paired with all my devices. I just wanted to use it for one. And so it's going to work great for me, and I hope you guys are going to love it as well. I think the short keys on it, really, really cool. Best short keys of any Bluetooth keyboard I've seen. Not saying that it's the best out there, but just saying that it's the best short keys of anyone I've seen so far. And I do like the fact that the layout is just like a Mac. I've seen other keyboards where the voiceover keys are actually kind of, rather than being right together, they're kind of separated by another key, and that's a little bit confusing as well. So I do like the fact they did keep the Mac layout basically just the same on this one. So, and so guys, these are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, also want to show you how quickly it reconnects back to your device. So I'm going to turn off the keyboard. Okay, keyboard is off, hitting buttons on it, it's doing nothing. Turn the switch back on, and then
calendar.
There you go.
Saturday, March 2nd. Disarm Brent Harbold home.
It's already connected back that quick. So it is a very, very fast connection back to your device. So, guys, if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com. And our website is harboldcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we will catch you next time.